With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The finishing touches are underway as Queen's Place prepares to host the 2021 Curling Canada Home Hardware Curling Trials. The top two teams in the men's and women's division advance to the Tim Hortons Curling Trials and a chance at representing Canada at the 2022 Olympics in China. One of the teams hoping to punch their ticket to Beijing is Liverpool native Jill Brothers. Host committee chair Greg Thorburn says, despite the local connection, organizers won't be showing any extra support for Brothers.
We are running a national championship, and every team has the same meaning to us as a committee, right? We can't play favorites or anything else, or we never host another event.
Crews have been working to convert the ice from hockey to curling since Thursday morning. Thorburn says the process to create the curling sheets takes some time.
There's probably a half inch to three quarters of an inch of ice over the top of the lines for the hockey. And what we do is we scrape that down till it's level, perfectly smooth. Then we start putting our water on. And after we have it to the thickness we want, then we'll put the white paint over the top of that.
After that, lines, rings, and logos are either painted or stenciled in to create the curling rink. Thorburn says one of the top ice makers in Canada, Dave Merklinger from British Columbia, has been flown in to oversee the production. His two-person staff will include a member from Port Hawkesbury and Graham Conrad from just up the road in Bridgewater. A small army of volunteers will be supporting all aspects of the event. The first rock will be thrown at 5 p.m. Monday, and play will continue through the week, culminating in the finals on Sunday, October 31st. Thorburn says tickets are still available and a link is on our webpage. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.